Random House Audio presents Clara and Mr. Tiffany by Susan Vreeland. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. Beauty is what nature has lavished upon us as a supreme gift. Lewis Comfort Tiffany. Book 1, 1892 to 1893. Chapter 1. Peacock. I opened the beveled glass door under the sign announcing Tiffany Glass and Decorating Company in ornate bronze. A new sign with a new name. Fine. I felt new, too. In the ground floor showroom of the five-story building, stained glass windows hung from the high ceiling, and large mosaic panels leaned against the walls. Despite the urgency of my business, I couldn't resist taking a quick look at the free-form vases, bronze desk sets, pendulum clocks, and Art Nouveau candelabras. It was the oil lamps that bothered me. Their blown glass shades sat above squat, bulbous bases too earthbound to be elegant. Mr. Tiffany was capable of more grace than that. A new young floor manager tried to stop me at the marble stairway. I gave him a look that implied, "I was here before you were born," and pushed his arm away as though it were a Coney Island turnstile. On the second floor, I peered into Mr. Tiffany's large office studio. With a gardenia pinned to his lapel, he sat at his desk behind a row of